Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining us today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody. And Arnie, good to have you back.
Thank you. And we also have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, Don, you mentioned that I've been away, and you said welcome back. And I've been in Europe, and I need to tell all of you, smoking is alive and well in Europe, especially Greece and Turkey. So any of you who still own those cigarette stocks, you don't have to sell them. They're smoking up a storm in Europe. Okay.
They are starting to cut back on where people even in Europe are allowed to smoke, aren't they? I think it's catching on, you know, restaurants and things of that sort, even in Europe.
A little bit, maybe more so in England, perhaps. But as I said, when you get to Greece and Turkey, and it's not happening yet, but interesting. Anyway, the folks from Blue Bonnet Nutrition were in the store this week, and we were talking to them, and they told us that they've come out with a product, L-tryptophan. And Blue Bonnet, of course, isn't the only company that has L-tryptophan available. It's also available from Doctor's Best, Country Life, Source Naturals, Jarrow, and Now Foods. Well, L-tryptophan used to be one of the most popular supplements on the market until, I think it was around 1989, it was removed from the market by the FDA. There was a problem that was traced to a contaminated source from a single manufacturer. And yes, even though ill-informed critics continue to incorrectly say that supplements are unregulated, the truth is really quite the opposite. Even though they isolated the problem and it became clear that uncontaminated L-tryptophan could once again be manufactured, it remained off the market for many years. Perhaps, I think it was only a year or two that it came back.
That's right. Now, in the meantime, of course, the need for L-tryptophan as a supplement remained. It was a big help to people with all sorts of health problems, insomnia, depression, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, obesity, and many other conditions. So what happened is that a substitute product was introduced in the meantime, and it became very popular. That substitute was 5-HTP.
Well, what is 5-HTP? It stands for 5-hydroxytryptophan, and biochemically it's an intermediary between L-tryptophan and serotonin. In other words, in the body, the essential amino acid L-tryptophan is converted to 5-HTP, and then 5-HTP is converted to serotonin. In turn, serotonin can be converted to melatonin. Well, serotonin is an important substance for normal nerve and brain function, playing a significant role in sleep, emotion and mood control, pain modulation, inflammation, and many other key body functions. The 5-HTP that's used in supplements is naturally derived from the seeds of Griffonia simplicifolia, a West African medicinal plant. L-tryptophan is derived from a microbial fermentation process, and it's carefully tested for purity.
Okay, so this is all good news, kind of. We now have L-tryptophan back on the shelves, but it also complicates things a little bit because, you know, what should we use now? A tryptophan, 5-HTP, melatonin? Now, I'm not sure that there really is one easy answer. The good news is that we have a choice. If one does not work, for example, we can try the other. If you prefer the most, I guess, natural version, you might choose the L-tryptophan at a dose of maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day over 5-HTP, which would be a dosage of like 100 to 300 milligrams a day, or in turn over melatonin, which is even more potent, a dose of only 1 to 3 milligrams. If you want to, you can think of it as choosing between the whole herb, a whole herb concentrate, an extract of an herb, or an isolated component of an herb, which is more like or identical to a drug.
And the important thing is that these supplements, L-tryptophan or 5-HTP, are very valuable, and it's good that you have these options. Talk to your doctor, pharmacist, nutritionist to determine which one is right for you. If you do try it on your own, you might start with L-tryptophan. After all, L-tryptophan is a naturally occurring essential amino acid. It's present in food. But if you do suffer from insomnia, fibromyalgia, depression, migraine, or tension headaches, or mood-related problems, and you've not tried L-tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan, you really might want to give it serious consideration.
Hey, now, it's important to know that for most people, safety does not seem to be a concern, whether we're talking about L-tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan. But there is a caution. You should not on your own combine L-tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan with antidepressants such as Prozac, which are serotonin drugs, with the various weight control drugs or other serotonin-modifying agents. People with liver disease should also use caution and speak to your doctor about what the interactions are.
Okay, good
point. Or look it up on Health Notes on the Wilner website.
That's right. Look it up on Health Notes. As we always say, there's a link to it right on the right at the bottom of our homepage. Now, the reason initially people took the tryptophan was to increase serotonin in the brain. And people wondered, well, or customers would ask, if it's serotonin that's so important, why don't I just take serotonin? Well, the problem there is that serotonin doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. So tryptophan does cross that blood-brain barrier, as does 5-hydroxytryptophan. So your body can convert that tryptophan or 5-hydroxy into the serotonin that we're looking for. Okay.
Serotonin, I don't think, is available per se.
That's
as
right.
Like a growth hormone.
Also, the drugs that Dr. Podell mentioned, the Prozac, those are what they call selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they prevent the serotonin from, or they keep the serotonin active longer, and that's why you don't want to use tryptophan if you're taking that type of medication. It causes too many problems. Okay, couple of upcoming events in June. First, June 20th, Friday evening, 7 o'clock, our own Don Goldberg will be giving a lecture at the New York Open Center. The topic is nutritional supplements separating fact from fiction, and I'm sure you'll find it interesting. The Open Center is in Manhattan, and they're charging a small fee, $18 for members, $20 for non-members. I guarantee that if you're interested in supplements, you will learn a lot. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, and check the link under News and Events. Or you can call the New York Open Center directly at 212-219-2527, extension 2. Once again, 212-219-2527, extension 2. And their website is www.opencenter.org.
And on the next day, on the following day, it'll be Saturday, the 21st of June, the station, of course, is holding a health fair. You've heard them advertising it for weeks now. Well, we will be there. And at our booth, we're going to have some experts on nutrigenomics from Solgar. This is this revolutionary new genetic testing program, which will help you determine your optimal nutritional supplement needs. Very interesting stuff, state-of-the-art, and it's a great opportunity for you to learn more about it, talk to some of the experts. Again, this will be at the Wilner Chemist's booth at the OR Health Fair. If you stop by the booth, by the way, you can enter a drawing, a raffle, for a free Nutrigenomics GeneLink test kit, which I believe is $125 value. So for more information, there is a link on the Wilner.com website, also under News and Events. Or you can go directly to the radio station website and sign up for the event there.
Okay, and speaking of genetic testing and how it can be used to identify your vulnerabilities and optimize your supplement regimen, make sure you tune into our show on June 15th, when we will have Dr. Shari Lieberman as our guest. You'll not want to miss this program. This may be one of the most important developments in a long time. Why, for example, does one patient not respond to a certain supplement when another patient does? She thinks this is the answer, so mark your calendar, June 15th. Also, June 1st, we'll have a guest on our show from Metagenics talking about detoxification. This is another show you won't want to miss. And this is a new one, Don. I just got an email from Nordic Naturals. June 8th, Dr. Duffy Mackay is going to be our guest talking about omega-3 and probably omega-6 oils as well.
My goodness, Arnie, all these guests in June, we can take a vacation. Although I guess I can. I'm doing one of the talks.
Okay. There you go. All right. Take the day off, Don.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
All right. Okay, we'll start taking your calls in a few moments. So let me give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We'll take questions about tryptophan or just vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, whatever floats your boat. Feel free. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We will be back after these important messages.
Don't lose sight of what's important, your eyesight. OcuGuard Plus capsules from Twin Lab contain a special blend of specific multivitamins, more than 14 in all designed to help protect the eyes. The plus in Twin Lab's OcuGuard Plus refers to the additional breakthrough nutrient called lutein. A day's supply contains 80 times the trace amounts found in the leading multivitamin. Lutein is abundant in fruits and vegetables and is also a potent antioxidant, highly concentrated in the macula of the eye, the back part of the retina where entering light hits and sends signals to the brain for sight. Research shows that lutein can serve as your body's own internal sunglasses, helping to block out visible blue light, the type causing major damage to the eye. The problem is, as we age, our supply of lutein dwindles. The natural solution? OcuGuard Plus with lutein from Twin Lab. Twin Lab, answers for life. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And I want to let you know that the entire Twin Lab line is now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always are running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health and Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Twin Lab, Natrin, and many other lines, 30% off list. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com, and you can pick up our latest reference catalog as well. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner, and Wilner is two L's, .com.
And, of course, you can visit us in person, live, at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, that's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctors Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctors Best high absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctors Best. High absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size, as I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctors Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of coenzyme Q10, Doctor's Best 100 milligrams 60 soft gels is also on sale at $10.45 as well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we have a couple people who want to know about tryptophan. First, we have Liz calling from Queens.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I have really 3 quick questions. One is, can you take L-tryptophan with a with an anti-anxiety pill or any other medication, say a beta blocker or something like that? Or is that something you have to look up?
I would say the beta blocker wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but
which anti-anxiety medicine are we talking about?
Ativan?
Other than increasing sedation, I don't think there'd be any problem. Now, tryptophan itself has anti-anxiety effects. It also has some sedating effects. So many people will take their whole dose at night, but for instance, some people will take doses through the day, and there they have to be aware that there may be a sedating effect.
Yes, because when I took antidepressants, I found myself a little, like, not as quite as focused, not abnormally so, but it was a problem. So that will also be a problem with L-tryptophan?
Well, if you take it in the daytime, not if you take it at night.
Oh, okay. And if you take it at night, will that help you during the day? It'll stay in your bloodstream?
The reason people took tryptophan initially way back when was really for its sleep effects.
Right.
Okay.
You know, you really didn't have anything natural that was exciting for sleep until this tryptophan came along, and it worked wonderfully.
Okay.
So it was really the sleep portion that people took the tryptophan for.
Liz, let me just add two quick comments, and then you can continue.
I have one quick question.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll go first, and then I promise you, then you can go. Okay.
Okay?
We got a deal here. All right.
Okay.
Two things. Number one, the caution that we mention here is one of those kind of common sense type cautions. If you're talking about a natural, you know, supplement that has a sedating action, obviously if you take it with anything else that also has a sedating action, you have to be aware that
right.
you might be getting, you know, double the effect or some, you know, some increased level. It's
yeah.
the same thing. You know, if you have a low blood pressure and you take some herbal product that also lowers blood pressure, obviously, you know, you have to be careful. So basically it's a common sense type caution. When you start talking about depression and anxiety and so forth, the problem is there's just not a lot of good research that really looks at, well, what happens if you take tryptophan or 5-HTP along with this particular drug or that
uh-huh.
particular. So you kind of have to, you know, being warned of the potential for, let's say, some additive effects or whatever, you may, you know, you have to, number one, preferably have get your doctor involved so he knows what's happening.
Right.
And number two, do a little bit of a cautious experiment and see what happens.
Okay, fine.
Okay, now it's your turn, I promised.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't thinking of Ativan as a sedation thing, but it actually is, and so is an antidepressant. So you cleared that up for me. Thank you. I'm wondering if you know anything, I should call it another time, about stents and angioplasties and that kind of thing. And what
do you want us to give you our two stents worth?
Yes. Well, how they, you know, do they hold up? Are they?
Well, yeah. I will give you the non-medical answer. And I think Dr. Podell will probably say the same thing. There have been problems with stents historically over the, you know, and by that I mean over the last few years.
Uh-huh.
Some of the types that they used at one time, it turned out that they didn't really last, that, you know, and they've been working on new versions, and some seem to be better than others. I think it's a work in progress. You know, it's like everything else we talk about. You got to look at the pros and the cons. There may be a time when, even though there is some concern that it may or may not work as well as we would hope, it may still be your best choice, but that's something you and your surgeon or the doctor
yeah.
have to really work at. Dr. Podell,
I agree. I mean, stents were an advance. They are an advance. Turns out that certain types of stents may work less well than we thought, and this is such a technical area where things change so rapidly that it's the cardiologist really who keeps on top of this the most. If you're not happy with what one cardiologist says, then go off to another hospital, another academic center, and get a second opinion from another cardiologist.
Are you still?
Can it be reversed where the stent can be removed so that the plaque can be taken out, maybe through that Roto-Rooter process or something like that?
We don't have a practical Roto-Rooter process.
Or something like. Where would I find information about stents? From the library, maybe?
Well,
sure.
If you want to be overwhelmed, you go to something called PubMed, P as in Peter, UBMED.gov. And if you put in coronary stent, you'll get maybe 50,000 articles.
Okay, thanks for that call, Liz. We need to pause for a quick break, including a check on traffic. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain and distress that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You'll be happy to learn that taking the right probiotic may help. Probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic formula daily, such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics, helps restore your colon to good health and improve function. And because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus does not need refrigeration, it's the perfect travel companion. So enjoy dairy products again without the fear of intestinal distress. Get Dr. O'Hara's today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept a substitute.
Okay, now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River, over at the Lincoln Tunnel, we had an earlier accident on the Helix on 495 leading to the tube itself. That's been cleared. Traffic's still a bit on the slow side, outbound side, no major problems. Holland Tunnel will cost you 20 minutes into town from the Turnpike, 10 minutes from the 19 approach, outbound side, problem-free. And the GW Bridge inbound upper deck, 20 minutes, lower deck, 5. But that's going to build, because once you get across the span on the Cross Bronx Expressway, eastbound side, there is an accident right by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Left lane is blocked off. It's been out there now for about 25 minutes, and no police are on the scene yet, so things are going to remain very busy. Westbounders slowing down. Bronx River Parkway up to the GW Bridge. Bruckner-Deacon combination will move much better through the Bronx. Also keep in mind, on the West Side Highway, southbound side at 158th Street, we have an accident in the process of being cleared. This report sponsored by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, through May, you could buy three tires, and the fourth tire is just a dollar. Plus, you'll receive a gas card worth $50. Visit participating Toyota dealers for details. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
Okay, that's PGX Daily in the new soft gel form by Natural Factors. It's now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about vitamins, herbs, tryptophan, and everything else. And the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, let's see. Some more tryptophan questions from Sarah from Manhattan.
Hi. When I heard you were talking about L-tryptophan, I had to call in because I've been using it for, I guess, about 8 months now, and it is the most wonderful, life-changing thing that has ever happened. It has altered my mood in the most absolutely wonderful way. And I just, if it's all right, I just thought I'd, you know, tell your viewers how I use it and how it's, you know, and
I was just going to ask you, how do you take the tryptophan and basically why?
Mm-hmm. I suffer from depression, and antidepressants hadn't worked particularly well. And so I was just, you know, I went through things like St. John's Wort, and I actually tried 5-HTP, which was not, it was kind of like, I would go up and down with it, and I came across an article on tryptophan, and I thought I'd try it. I went into you guys. Your people recommended Doctor's Best, mm-hmm. which is, it's an amazing, I love the Doctor's Best brand, and I started taking, each capsule is 500 milligrams.
Right.
I started taking two capsules a day, and after like probably 5 to 7 days, my mood was just transformed. It's like I'd wake up in the morning, the birds were chirping, the sun was shining, and I just felt absolutely wonderful. The only thing was, is after about a week and a half, I started getting really, really tired, like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'd conk out. I mm-hmm. called Doctor's Best. And actually, they put me through to the president of Doctor's Best, and he explained to me, he and his wife both use it, and they use it as a sleeping aid because,
right.
of course, it affects a lot your system in a lot of different ways. And so he told me to cut back on it. So I cut back on it to one 500 milligram cap a day, and that was a little bit too much. So now what I do is I take it about one capsule 5 or 6 times a week. And basically with everyone, you know, everyone's system is different. So you have to sort of, you know, figure out what's going to work best for you. And the really important thing is that because it's an amino acid, you have to take it away from any protein supplement, because if you take it if you take it with protein, it just will combine with the other amino acids and you wasted your money. So what I do is before I go to sleep at night, I take my capsule with water, and I actually also take it with a B vitamin supplement, because I've been told that it actually works better. That I think it's B3 is like a cofactor,
mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if it works or not, but you know, the Doctor's Best is working really, really wonderfully. And the other, there was one last thing I noticed, which was after a couple of weeks, I've been losing weight, and I still have more weight to go, but I noticed that I basically didn't seem to be as hungry, and I did some more research on it, and for a lot of people evidently use tryptophan as a to help sort of curb your appetite, because all of those things are related to serotonin. If you don't have enough serotonin, you can get tired, and that can be confused with hunger pains, and that can be, you can also suffer from depression.
Yeah,
they're all related.
When you take tryptophan, you're hungry, but you don't care.
let me say something here. There are some people who really need tryptophan a lot, other people who could benefit from it a little, and other people who it would not be good, because, you know, everybody's biochemical individuality is different.
Now, absolutely.
Something that a doctor can do, it may or may not be targeted well enough, is you can measure the blood level, the fasting blood level in the morning of tryptophan, and compare it to the level of tyrosine and leucine and isoleucine and the other amino acids it competes with. So there are studies that seem to show that if the tryptophan, the ratio of tryptophan to these other amino acids is relatively low, those are the people who are most likely to have tryptophan and brain serotonin deficiencies, and those are the people who would be most likely to respond to this kind of therapy. There are some people, for instance, where the tryptophan level is high, and they're tired. You know, in those people, you would be giving a diet that would tend to pull out tryptophan rather than to add it.
Okay.
And if I could just add, I had some sort of blood thing or other done a while, and this was like a couple of years ago, and I happened to notice that my tryptophan level at that point was really low. So clearly it needed to be boosted up. So that's absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that experience, Sarah.
Thank you so much, and I love your show. I'll be looking forward to listening to what other people say. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, nice to hear somebody who has a good experience like that.
Nice to hear somebody loves the show.
That's right. Okay,
you know,
next.
By the way, speaking of you know, the dietary, if I recall correctly, as some of you may know, some, you know, various proteins are incomplete. And what that means is that they have they're missing, or they have low levels of one or more of the essential amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
An essential amino acids, of course, is called that because it is required for the synthesis of protein to support life. If I remember correctly, gelatin is, of course, an incomplete protein. If you were stranded on a desert island and the only source of protein you had was gelatin, you would die. And the eliminating amino acid in gelatin, I believe, is tryptophan.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's other incomplete proteins. We know about soy.
Soy it would be methionine. Wheat, it would be lysine. But I'm just trying to point out that indeed, depending on your diet, you might in fact not be getting as much tryptophan as others might be getting.
Yeah. Okay. And Sarah also made a very good point, which we probably should have stressed also. The fact that the tryptophan should be taken away from protein. Okay, so she mentioned it, and kudos to Sarah for bringing that up. Tryptophan should not be taken with food, or at least not with protein.
Well, no, it can be taken with food, but not with protein.
Right.
So for instance, at night, to take it with some carbohydrates actually will augment the effect of tryptophan.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. You can take it with a little orange juice is a good idea, or one of the other the sweet juices. Okay, next we have Harry from Passaic, New Jersey.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I started to develop in one hand extreme itching, peeling, cracking, and then the other hand, then in the feet. I went to a with intense itching. I went to a dermatologist, and he said, he labeled it as contact dermatitis. He said it would be impossible to know what's causing it unless I came in contact with something I didn't for a long time, and he gave me a prescription steroids cream, but I'm really not satisfied with that. I do have, a tendency towards allergic rhinitis and allergy symptoms, and he said to use a moisturizer in addition to the prescription steroid cream, and the itching is intense, and there's peeling and redness and exfoliation.
So what can we do for you, Harry?
And I wanted to know what nutritional approaches, if any, either external creams or internal. I take a wide range of supplements that you could recommend.
Okay, well, did you want to start with anything, Dr. Podell?
Now, just to say that if there is, in fact, an allergen that's working on you, then you have to find out what it is, and that's very, very difficult. Most dermatologists actually are not equipped to do what's called patch testing to look for various chemicals and shoe leather and that sort of stuff. There are a few I think NYU at University Hospital has a clinic that's specifically devoted to this. So that's if you're being really exposed to something. If you can't find it or if it's something else, the kinds of things that are often helpful for skin things would include essential fatty acids, such as fish oil and primrose oil. Zinc is sometimes helpful. But the way you've described it, I don't know what specifically to give you beyond that, because we don't really understand why you're getting all inflamed.
Yeah, it's difficult because, Harry, you don't sound like a 20-year-old guy. This all of a sudden came on in your life. Why now? What was it that sort of set this thing off?
Yeah, that's it. And I don't, can't discern anything that's different in my environment or anything. I do generally have, and I take a wide range, fish oil and a wide range of supplements. Yeah. And I don't like using the steroid cream because I think that's just dealing with a symptom and not getting.
Yeah, that's true. At least it gets rid of your itching, though.
Yeah.
What about the Zendet, Don?
Yeah, I was just going to say I understand what Harry is talking about. I developed a problem that might be somewhat similar to what he's describing a few years ago. It sort of came out of the blue. I never used to have it, and of course, you know. It's a little bit frustrating. Dermatology is a difficult field. I think, you hope that they can look at it and run some tests and say, this is the problem and then solve it. But my experience has been that is not usually the case. It sometimes makes you want to go back to that old sort of half joke about, skin conditions are caused by a deficiency of steroid cream, and all they do is just, a knee-jerk reaction is to prescribe steroids as if that's going to correct the underlying cause, and obviously that always rubs us the wrong way. There are some things you can do. Dr. Podell, I think, touched on the main thing, and that is as much EPA, DHA-rich fish oils, borage oils, black currant oil, even primrose oil, yes, but that's weaker than the borage and the black currant. You can even put it on your skin directly. Get a borage oil, a soft gel, prick it open and squeeze some on your skin. Zendet is a product consists of Dead Sea muds and Dead Sea salts, primarily designed for psoriasis, but I have found that the lotion, the Zendet lotion, and we'll spell that for you in a second.
Yes.
It is remarkable in its ability to stop the itching. It'll sting a little bit if you have broken skin because it has all of these Dead Sea salts in there, and I'm assuming that's why it stings. But next thing you know, the itching has gone away. I'm not saying it's going to cure the condition, but it certainly is a nice non-medicinal way to stop the itching. It's Xyndet, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Xyndet. They have a soap. They have a skin and scalp lotion, and they have
what's shampoo.
The shampoo. I've been using. Usually, I just end up with using the skin lotion just to stop the itching and. You can try that as well, but go heavy on the EPA DHA oils, omega 3 oils, borage oil, probiotics might help you if you haven't been using a good strong probiotic supplement. Give yourself a good healthy dose of that, maybe twice a day, and plenty of vitamin C.
In your book, it said in Dr. Goldberg's book that borage oil could be dangerous if it has certain alkaloids in
The leaf. There are things in borage and comfrey and certain herbs that can be dangerous, but the oil that is utilized in the supplements and the skin products do not have that component in them.
Okay, Harry, thanks so much for that call and good luck. Okay, it's time for another short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gatomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We will be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique
and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10, specially processed both water and fat-soluble Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then, there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Here's some good news. The entire Natrol line now on sale at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, next is Annie calling from the Bronx.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm okay. I'm 68 years old, postmenopausal. And I read that taking iron at this stage could be dangerous for a woman my age, and my doctor is insisting that I take this iron product called Chromagen. I'm afraid to take it. What is your thought on that?
Well, you know, iron, and there's many markers for iron. There's hemoglobin, hematocrit. They call it a CBC, gives you all sorts of information about blood, serum iron, stuff like that. So it's easy to tell whether or not, you know, you need iron. But I would say a quick answer to your question, Dr. Podell will have something to say, and I'm sure Don will too. The quick answer is no, iron is not going to poison you.
Right. Well, not poison. I read that it could cause heart attack in postmenopausal women because it stays in the body.
Not under ordinary circumstances. Here's the issue. There is a small proportion of people who have a hyperabsorption of iron. That is, their body takes in, absorbs a large proportion of iron from their gut than other people. When women are menstruating, it doesn't matter because they're losing blood. But for postmenopausal women and for men at any age, if you have that gene, which may occur, let's say, one in, you know, several hundred people, then you can overload with iron, and iron can get deposited and affect the heart and the pancreas and the liver and so on. But for the vast majority of people, they don't have that gene. And those people need some iron, particularly menstruating women. But if you're menopausal and your iron levels are low, that wants to make me ask, how come? Because that would suggest there's a blood loss someplace, whether it's a polyp in your colon or a gastritis. And those are things the doctor should be checking out more than just giving iron.
Well, it also could be because she may be avoiding meat, for example, or iron-rich foods.
Well, it's possible, but you have to really rule out the possibility that you're losing blood somewhere, because that's probably more common in our society.
Well, that has been ruled out. I'm not losing blood. I just had a colonoscopy the other day. The thing is this. I am anemic, have been from birth. An iron therapy thing was done on me some years ago, and the doctor came to the conclusion my bone marrow is barely making red blood cells, but that's normal for me. I play ball. I walk for miles. I have no symptoms of, you know, it doesn't bother me. So I don't want to take iron unnecessarily.
Well, did they measure your blood iron level?
Yes, it's been measured many times, and it is below what the doctor thinks it should be. I don't know the exact numbers. I always come back, you're anemic. I know
that. No. See, you can be anemic due to other reasons. If they think the anemia is due to low iron, it probably makes sense to take it. But if the anemia is due to something else, such as a sluggish bone marrow or sickle
B12,
cell or
acid,
whatever,
yeah.
Then there's no need for iron.
Yeah, the bone marrow has been found to be sluggish. Years ago, I found it out. I was told it's barely making the red blood cells, but it doesn't bother me. It's not hurting me, so I don't want to take iron unnecessarily. That's why I have this question.
Okay, so you don't feel tired or anything like that?
I play ball. I walk for miles. No symptoms. And he's giving me Chromagen, which I never heard of, but he said take it once a week, I think. So it must be a powerful thing.
Now, Chromagen is a brand name of iron, and it's one of the ones that are somewhat better tolerated in terms of stomach upset. There's nothing wrong with Chromagen per se. I'm not sure why he's giving it to you once a week, because it's...
All right, maybe I can wrap this up real quick, okay? There have been some people who have, in my opinion, and I think Arnie and Dr. Podell share this to some degree, tried to paint iron as being a villain of sorts, okay? And the reasons for this are a couple-fold. One is the rare genetic disorder that Dr. Podell was talking about. Another is that in a test tube, iron can be a pro-oxidant as well as an antioxidant, so, you know, and make a big deal about this. And, of course, the fact that we, as we go through life, there are times when we lose iron and times when we don't. As we have pointed out many times in the past, iron has value to you, and you need iron. If you are deficient in iron, you have many possible health problems. So you have to be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. If your doctor thinks that you need iron and you do not have that genetic disease that Dr. Podell was alluding to, you should be taking the iron. That's it. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for that call, Annie. All right, next we have Irving calling from Brooklyn.
Right,
hello, Irving.
Hello, doctor. I have trouble walking in the street, and I was told to get Strontium. No, doctor said I have. The doctor said I had what is that called?
Okay, you know what?
Osteoporosis,
or
no? You know what, Irving? Find out what it is and give us a call back later. Okay, next we have Johnny from the Bronx. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
I took the tryptophan.
Yeah.
And I started breaking out in the face area and the genital area. I was wondering if there's any creams or lotions, anything that could counteract that affection.
I don't know if that's happening. It's unusual that it would happen. But if that's happening, I would probably suggest that you find something else to take other than tryptophan, you know, if that's possible. I don't know that.
Now, the reason Arnie is saying it's unlikely is because, as we pointed out, tryptophan is an amino acid that is present in your food to varying amounts. So one wouldn't expect tryptophan to cause that kind of a problem. Are you sure it's maybe not something else and just a coincidental that it happened at this time?
Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
No,
okay.
Johnny's gone. Okay, well,
okay.
Too
well,
bad.
Hopefully the rash is gone, too, and we solved that problem merely by challenging it a little bit.
Okay, well, all right. Let's see. Okay, well, guess what? We're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. And right now it's at 30% off at Wilner Chemists. For those of you who don't know it, Wilner Chemists is a two-hour show. So we started at 2 o'clock, means we're going to go till 4. Right now we need to sign off for about 5 minutes so that they can tell you about some news and weather and stuff like that. Those of you who are on the phone, stay right where you are. We'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.